Head coach Tom Ceratore now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, it was a dreadful start to you guys, but I thought you responded pretty darn well in the second.
Yeah, we did. But again, the bottom line was you just, you know, you can't go down 3-0. It's almost, it's. I'm not saying it's over. I never say that, but it's just, you know, you're crawling uphill.
Well, you did get back in the game, but the power play just couldn't get going for you tonight.
Our power play wasn't very good. We couldn't enter the zone. We just had a really – we just struggled on zone entry. And no, it was, Biss. I mean, we saw the same thing you did. And, you know, we needed those guys tonight. But, again, that's going to happen every now and then. So, but, again, we drew some penalties. We had that – I think we had 5 power plays. And you know,
well, you get 5, which is good, but you got to make them pay for it once at least.
100%. You do, Schultz. You went for 5, and it's a different game, you know. And then you got to take care of the puck. I mean, we didn't, you know – I mean, it looked like we did the first couple games of the year where we didn't have good puck support. We didn't have a good F3. We gave up outnumbered rushes. We made bad decisions with the puck, bad decisions on a rush defense, and whatever. I'm just venting right now.
Well, it doesn't take much in a close hockey game, and you guys worked your way all the way back into it. But a defensive zone turnover gave them that what really turned out to be, the game changer, that insurance goal in the third.
100%. You know, it's still 3-2. Give us a chance. At least give us a chance to get the crowd on their feet and pull the goalie if we have to. Get some juice. And, it was just we shot ourselves in the foot there.
Nights like this happen. Good thing is you get to come back tomorrow night. We'll see you then, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.